Thank you for calling Blue Cross Blue Shield of Arizona. If you are calling about basic claim status, please obtain this information through our provider portal by visiting www.azblue.com. Our representatives are only able to assist you with complex claims issues. Please stay on the line to be connected with our automated system.
Thank you for calling Blue Cross Blue Shield of Arizona. You've reached the out-of-area Blue Card Host Customer Service Department. Your call may be recorded for quality purposes. Benefit eligibility and pre-certification information is based on information you provide and specific questions asked and is not a guarantee of coverage or payment. Did you know you can obtain quick claim status and remit statements on the secure provider portal? Log in to azblue.com/providers and go to the Practice Management menu to find our claim status and online remits tools. What's your NPI? Or say, I'm an HMS Medicaid plan administrator. Thanks. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Arizona is updating their member accounts, and in some cases, a member's ID prefix will be replaced. Visit azblue.com/prefix for the latest information. Main menu. Which would you like? Eligibility, benefits, claims, pre-certification, fee schedule. Is your claims question related to claim status, the claims mailing address, or whether you are contracted or not, get registered for a portal account today to access claim status and more. Registration is quick and easy at www.azblue.com/healthcare professionals. Are you calling about the No Surprises Act dispute process? Please help me find your patient. Say FEP patient, CHS patient, out of area patient, Medicare. What are the first three characters of the patient's member ID?
NLC.
Sorry, please tell me the first three characters of the patient's member ID.
NLC.
I still didn't get that. Please say just the first three letters or numbers of the patient's member ID.
NLC.
That was NLB, right? My mistake. What are the first three characters of the patient's member ID?
NLB.
Sorry, we seem to be having trouble. Let me see if I can find someone to assist you right now.
All of our service specialists are currently busy. Please remain on the line and the next available specialist will assist you. Please have the member identification number ready. All of our service specialists are still busy. Please continue to hold. Your call will be answered in the order it was received. Thank you for your patience.
Thank you for calling Blue Cross Claims Department. This is Malati. How can I assist you today?
Hi. Asma this side calling from provider's office. I have two claims. I just want to know exact denial reason for this patient.
Okay, sure. Definitely assist you on that. Could you please spell out your name for me?
ASMA.
And your last name, Manishan?
L. Aladdin Lima.
Okay, thank you. Can I get your callback number and your fax number, please?
Yeah, the callback number going to be 440-586-7667. And our fax number is 845-789-8015.
Okay, thank you. When are you calling from doctor's office or facility?
It's a facility, the pain expert of Arizona.
Okay. Thank you for the confirmation. As for the IVR, the NPID mentioned here is 165-993-1152. Is it right?
Yes. Yes.
Could you please help me with the tax ID?
841-739-830.
Could you please help me with the member ID with prefix?
Member ID. Yeah, member ID would be N as in Nancy, L as in Lima, T as in Tom, 812-136-302.
Okay, can I get the date of service?
Sure, the date of service is 7/25/2025.
Okay, and the bill amount, please?
The total charges is $1,236.15.
Okay, and could you please verify the patient name and date of birth?
The patient name is Brenda Hotchuli. The date of birth is 5/6/1964.
Okay, thank you for the confirmation. And for the claim number ending with 2100?
Yes.
Okay. After checking here, the claim was received on 8/5/25, denied on 8/12/25. Just checking on the denial, just a moment. It's been denied, stating that final benefit determination cannot be made until they receive specific requested medical information.
Is there any...
It's been requesting for the reference claim.
Mm-hmm. Is there any barcode later generated for this claim?
Yeah, I have to check on that. One moment. And this has been requesting for a reference claim. And the claim number is ending with 7800.
Okay.
I'm just checking if the barcode letter has been generated. One moment. And may not there was any request made previously for the barcode letter.
No, this is my first time after denial.
Okay. I have to send a request to the backing team and they will be faxing you the barcode letter within 14 business days. And could you please reconfirm the fax number? Is it 845-789-8015?
Yes.
Okay, and attention to your name, right?
Yes.
Okay. Just sending an escalation to the backend team. Just a moment. Please stay online. Thank you for staying on it. Do you have any other date of service for the same member?
No. I have one more member. It's for a different one. Can I have the reference number for this one so when we call next time, we can use it?
Yeah, sure. Just a moment. Just sending an escalation, and then I will be giving you the call reference number. Almost done. Thank you so much for staying online. I do really appreciate your time and patience. As of now, I've sent an escalation, so please do allow 14 business days. And the call reference number is going to be 2025-233-0000. 886.
Thank you so much. Let me know when you're ready for the next number ID.
Yeah, sure. It's for the same NPA and the tax ID, right?
Yes.
Okay. So I can go to the next number ID.
The next number ID would be E as in Echo, J as in Jack, T as in Tom, 810-773-328.
Okay, can I get the date of service?
The date of service is 12/11/2024.
And is there any date range for 12/11/24?
No, it's only single date.
And the bill amount?
The total charges are $2,263.40.
Okay, could you please verify the patient name and date of birth?
Sure. The patient name is Erin McQuire. The date of birth is 12/21/1992.
Thank you for the confirmation. And for the claim number ending with 4500?
Let me double check. It's 4501. It's a corrected claim.
Mm-hmm. Do you know when the corrected claim was submitted?
The corrected claim was submitted on... Bear with me, let me open that information for you. So the corrected claim was submitted on 7/23/2025.
Yes, after checking here, we have received the corrected claim on 7/23/25. It's been forwarded to the home plan on 8/2/25. After that, the claim has been reprocessed on 8/14/25. And it's also been denied on 8/14/25, requesting for the medical records.
Do we have barcode later for corrected claim? So we can send medical records with that corrected claim barcode later?
No, we still do not have the barcode letter generated yet. So for this as well, I may have to send an escalation. Give me 1 minute, please.
Sure.
Thank you so much for staying online. I do really appreciate your time and patience. For this as well, I've sent an escalation to the backend team to generate the barcode letter. So please do allow 14 business days. And the call reference number for this call is going to be 2025-233-00919. Let me repeat it. It's 2025-233-00919. Do you have any other claim I can assist you with?
No, I'm done. Thank you so much. Bye for now.